Hey y'all, welcome to Latte and Laundry. I'm Suzanne Bilodeau, and I am so honored to be with you here as we navigate motherhood, wifehood, sisterhood, and everything in between. This is a podcast for my fellow imperfect people who want to grow in greater communion with our most perfect God. So join me and my friends as we laugh, cry, dive deep, and explore with one another as we journey towards stilling our souls while moving our world. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Latte and Laundry. So today I just had to get on here because I'm like sneaking into the spot where I record because I read a small line that I have read a number of times over the years in Luke chapter 6 that just really, it was part of the daily reading, and it's something that just all of a sudden pierced my heart and realized in this season of life, in this last like month or two, I have not been doing a great job at. And it just refocused my heart and recentered me. And I felt like this was something that we should all talk about and dive deep into. So I'm just going to dive into our Bible verse of the week and really emphasize what it is that like was touching my heart and got me reflecting and praying and thinking a lot. And the Bible verse is Luke 6:45, which says, "The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil." And this is the part that I really want to emphasize here, which says, "For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks." And as many of you know, if you listen to the series that I did on the prayer series, Our Lord Placed in My Heart, which was that prayer that goes, Lord, break me from the need to control, free me from this bondage, soften my face, quiet my voice, and let me rush for nothing at all. I actually had to have a conversation with my spiritual director not too long ago about the fact that I felt as though, and we know this, right? I felt as though when I was focusing on a particular part of this prayer that the Lord was asking me to, which was I had moved on in early 2022, I moved on to the part that says, soften my face and quiet my voice. And that I kind of think is part of my focused prayer for this year. And I had to have a conversation with my spiritual director because I said, I know this is how God works a lot, where you pray for something, you pray for virtue, you want to grow in something or whatever it is, and somehow you feel like you're struggling and failing at it more than ever. And it's that line, right, that's like, be careful what you pray for, because God doesn't just work like a magician. He doesn't naturally just be like, boom, you're going to have patience, or boom, you're going to have courage or fortitude, or boom, you're going to be more gentle than normal. And instead, he gives us the opportunities to grow in it. He stretches our spiritual muscles. He stretches our faith. He stretches our obedience. And I found myself struggling so much more with this soften my face and quiet my voice. And so when I heard this Bible verse, it stuck out to me so much more powerfully. And it always has, right? It's just like a beautiful line for it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. But this stuck out to me as something so critical that I need to reflect and look at, especially as I try to grow in this greater virtue of having a more gentle inner disposition that'll breathe out and have that soft face and that quiet voice. And again, if you heard that episode, that doesn't mean be passive and quiet and not speak up for truths and goodness, but it's just this more peaceful disposition. And as I'm trying to grow towards that, which I think many of us probably are just naturally in this desire to grow in greater communion with our Lord and grow in virtue, I realized this one line out of Luke 6 was so vital. Again, I'm going to repeat it. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So it got me thinking about what is the abundance of my heart right now? What is it? And what am I storing within my heart, right? And so I think it's a good time to pause and think about What are we filling our hearts and minds with? And I can think about this so intentionally for my children. What are they watching? What are they reading? What are they listening to? What friends do they surround themselves with? Because I know how important it is to fill their hearts and minds with things that are good, beautiful, and true, things that affirm their God-given dignity. And yet, at the same time, I sometimes don't pay attention to how important this is for my mama, wife, adult soul. And I do spend my time in prayer, and I have conversations with the Lord all the time, and I attend Mass, and I go to confession, and I do all these things. But I also, at the same time, sometimes let, whether it's certain thoughts flow through my mind real negatively over and over, or I surround myself sometimes in environments that might not produce the greatest heart movements in within me, or I'll watch a show. I'll be honest, I'll watch just some, you know, binge-worthy show or something that just, you know, especially for someone who can be very type A often in my life, I find sometimes it's really relaxing to be dumbed down and watch something of very low value, if you will. But what am I doing when I do that? What am I absorbing? What am I taking in for my soul when I do that? So this is something I started to really pray and reflect on. I really need to pay attention to what we fill our hearts and minds with. What are we listening to? What are we watching? We are like sponges, and we quite literally, as the Bible says here in Luke, we quite literally can't speak out what we don't absorb in. If you think of a sponge, right, you wipe stuff up, it absorbs a bunch of things. If you're absorbing dirty water, when you squeeze that sponge out, it will squeeze out dirty water. If you are wiping up clean, pure, good water, when you squeeze that out, it will be pure and clean. We are quite literally like sponges in this earth. And we could do our best to transform that dirty water into something beautiful before we squeeze it out. But it is only natural to think that what we are taking in greatly impacts what we give out. And that means whether we're trying to give it out, it's an intentional like thought or words or things that we're discipling our children in and training them in the ways of the Lord, or if it's just a reactive response to something that doesn't go our way, a failure, a disobedience, a spouse, an issue with your spouse, a problem with a friend, a hurt feelings that you experience. If we are not filled with the right water, if we are filled with dirty water, we will quite literally in those moments of haste squeeze out dirty water. And this is where I'm finding myself being a little bit more reactive than I wanted to. And I'm like, Lord, what is happening? I'm supposed to be focusing on softening my face and quieting my voice. Why do I feel like I'm having a harder time with this than ever? And it just really set into motion a greater intentionality of paying attention to what I am absorbing and I am taking in, right? And Mark Twain, I love this, says that life consists mainly of the storm of thoughts that is forever flowing through one's head. I'll repeat that. Life consists mainly of the storm of thoughts that is forever flowing through one's head. Okay, so if your life is primarily made up of what you're thinking about, your external circumstances can be beautiful, can be good, can be true, can be really life-affirming, but you can be in a totally different state of mind, and your life, your interior life can look very different when it's mainly, when our life is, like Mark Twain said, mainly made up of the storm of thoughts that are flowing through our heads. So what are we thinking about? Not only what do we absorb, but what do we let ruminate within our minds that feeds our soul and often spills out, right? And you think about it, if you think of like a cup, if we are a cup, we are constantly living in this world, we are constantly full. And a lot of times, like, my word of the year is empty, so it's really hard for me to speak about the fact that we are constantly full, especially given that my word of the year is empty, emptiness, which has just been a great, powerful word for me this year as I lean into being empty of things of this world and filling myself up with our Lord. And again, it gets back to the message today, something that our Lord is having me reflect on. But if we are a cup that is constantly full, that does not mean we are always constantly full of the right things. We are just full. We may be full of worries. We may be full of fears. We may be full of commitments and duties and responsibilities and checklists, worries for our children, worries for our spouse or our marriage, someone we're praying for, or bills that need to get paid. Maybe we are praying through and filling ourselves with daily scripture and prayer time with our Lord and the sacraments, but we are full. It just may not always be full of the right things, but if we think about it and we're full like a cup, we are naturally going to spill over whatever it is that we are full of, right? So if we are full of a lot of worries and fear and anxiety and stress, if we get bumped by the slightest little bump, a kid that whacks us accidentally while they're tying their shoe and their arm flails and whacks us in the face while we're bending over to help them, or someone says something less sensitive or thoughtful than we wish they did, those things may sting more powerfully and have a greater negative impact on our hearts when it slightly bumps our cup and we pour out the hardships and the dirty water that we've been containing within our souls. And that's where I find myself looking at myself and saying, okay, is my reactiveness right now, or is where I have been struggling my own personal journey in this last like little while, and I'm just, are my eyes more open to it? Or is it honestly that my cup has not been full of the correct things so that when I get slightly bumped, I spill out dirty water? So it's important for us to think about. And when we think about what Mark Twain writes about life consisting mainly of the storm of thoughts that is forever throwing through one's head, it led me to another quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was an American essayist, a lecturer, a philosopher, who said, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." And that I really had to sit with. A man is what he thinks about all day long. Are we having these conversations with our Lord? Are we turning the hard moments into an offering with Christ? Are we thinking about our Savior, our King of the world, and allowing that to turn into love and charity in our hearts and fill us up with his pure, clean water so we overflow with that? Or are we letting things that have hurt us, pained us, ruminate into dirty water? And that doesn't mean don't pay attention to the things that have been painful and hard, because I think our Lord desires to meet us in those places, to be that healing, purifying water. So it doesn't mean ignore the hard parts of life and pretend that you're Pollyanna and all is well. No, I think instead it is just an invitation to always have our Lord meeting us in those places, because even when our waters are dirty and painful and hard and we feel broken, our Lord desires to be part of that with us and to purify that water so that we are what we think about all day long, and even in the pain and suffering, that can be Christ Jesus, right? And it's funny because if you think that we are what we think about all day long, it's ironic that it took me this long to get to this real heart focus of mine, because one of the things my children and I have been memorizing recently is the Bible verse Philippians 4:8, which is Paul's great, perfect instruction of how we should let our hearts and our minds focus when he says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Okay, I'm going to repeat that. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And it was just a powerful reminder. I'm sitting here having this letter board up in the middle of my kitchen that's a Bible verse my children and I are memorizing. And yet I ironically was not allowing it to penetrate my heart and to focus me back, so that, like Luke 6 says, it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And I'll go back to this philosopher, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was not your typical conservative Catholic back in the early 1800s. But when he was asked about his religious belief, he said he is more a Quaker than anything else. And then he's quoted, "I believe in the still small voice, and that voice is Christ within us." And I just think that is so important as we're reflecting on what we are filling our hearts and our minds with, that there within us is this still small voice, Christ himself, who is speaking into the depths of our hearts and souls at all times. And we need to make room to hear him. And that is part of, I think, Paul's message in that quote in Philippians 4:8 about what are we thinking about? What are we allowing our hearts to focus on? I've talked about this before, and I probably will do an episode on it, about the governance of thought, where it can be extremely dangerous, where we find that the enemy loves to have our thoughts swirling and kind of becoming out of control with things that have bothered us. So if we're hurt and it's an injustice, he loves for our hearts to stay focused there. He loves for it to be something that we're focusing on and we're thinking about, and oftentimes it will grow in resentment and frustration, and will just build a bigger and uglier disposition about this small pain hurt than may have been had we allowed ourselves and focused on governing our thoughts, so that we can realize the goodness of God even in those hard, painful moments, and turn the ugly into something beautiful. And that is not easy. But God invites us, Christ, this small, still small voice within us, invites us to come to him in these hard moments, to come to him, bring our grievances to him, and he will tenderly be wiping our tears and massaging our backs and re-speaking truths about who we are, beloved sons and daughters of God himself. He will be gently speaking and reaffirming those truths into our hearts, so we don't ruminate on the ugly. We don't ruminate on the injustices that have pained us and hurt us, because we have the ability to feed those into greater monsters or to let them die. So we must actively sometimes live intentionally, so the abundance of our hearts are these transcendentals, the beauty, truth, and goodness of our God. And to bring all these, whether it's tiny or big pains and sorrows, to our Lord, who can still be that burning candle of truth and light amongst the darkness. Let him speak truth through his small yet powerful and most perfect voice. He makes speak truths into our hearts, so that out of our hearts, this abundance, this pure water, is what will be bumped, what will be full of, and what will overflow. One of the other Bible verses that this just kept like reminding me about was Psalm 23 that my kids and I memorized last year. And we all know it. It's the infamous Bible verse, Psalm of David, but it's so beautiful. And I think sometimes I breeze over it and I don't really reflect on all the different pieces of it. And so I'm just going to read it, and to remind our hearts of the goodness of our God and what he's asking us here when he wants our hearts to be abundantly full of him. So Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I feel like that's something that we should, many of you may already have this, but we should have posted up on our walls. And it's one I had up for a long time as we were memorizing this entire psalm. And I think I want to have it replaced up in my home, just in a prominent place for us to continue to reflect and remember. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. And a lot of times, the dirty waters of our soul can be filled with all the things we are focusing on that we think we do not have, that we desire and want. And that does not mean don't bring your heart desires to our Lord. Because he says, right, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart, which oftentimes when you take delight in the Lord, those desires get transformed into something different. They're not, don't become necessarily desires of this world, but the desires are something greater. So naturally from taking delight in our Lord, our desires are transformed into things of his kingdom. But he wants to delight our hearts. He desires himself to meet our childlike desires, right? So it's not saying don't have things that you desire and you want and don't bring them to the Lord, but that he is enough, right? He can be what our cup is overflowing with. That line, right? That says, my cup overflows. I had to like highlight and bold and underline that. My cup overflows. What is our cup full of that it's overflowing? And right here we see in David's beautiful psalm that it is this assurance, this trust, this confidence, this recognition of the goodness of our God that our cup can overflow with. And I'm just inviting others to join me on this journey of allowing ourselves to be filled of the right things. Don't partake in gossip. Don't surround yourself with gossip or with negative talk, or especially in this world where things can be really terrifying. The political atmosphere, health stuff, just the world affairs, like we aren't living in our silo little worlds anymore, especially with the digital age of media and the internet, and we are just consumed with so much of that's going on in this world. And it's important to be in the know and to stand up for social justices and things that are important that we know are part of God's truth that we can't deny. But at the same time, be careful. Are you filling yourself with the news, negative news stories for 5 hours a day that cause anxiety and distress and worry in your heart and soul? We also have to be in tune with the way that Christ has made us individually. Each of us can only withstand different levels of different things without it starting to become toxic and poison for our souls. So pay attention to how Christ has individually made you. Your spouse may be able to watch the news for 2 hours and it just gives him hope or makes him more aware and prayerfully having a duty to praying fervently and spreading truth about what is going on that we need to share with others. Whereas for you, watching an hour may cause a lot of anxiety and stress that you will take out on your spouse or your children or whatever. I just think it's really important that we pay attention to how our Lord has created each of us individually so that we're best equipped and able to fill our cups up with Christ's pure water in ways that it will overflow out into our friends, our family, our children, our husband, our spouses, etc. And to allow it to be that your heart is abundantly full of all that is good, beautiful, and true, so that out of that is what your mouth will speak. Words have power. And the best way to influence our words so that they have the right beautiful power, especially as moms who are influencing our children greatly with our words, I think it's important that we pay attention to what we are taking in to abundantly fill our hearts with. So friends, as I continue to journey myself, I hope this blessed you to also just take tiny moments throughout your day. In the morning when you have that time with our Lord, ask Him to help you focus on what are you allowing to become your thoughts of your day, your week, your month. And if there are places of struggle, if there are places that feel dirty or painful, don't ignore them and pretend that all is well, but allow Christ to come in there and be that purifying, cleansing oil that can turn that dirty water into something clean and pure, even amidst the struggles, so that we may overflow and breathe life and beauty out of our mouth when we speak to all those who are receiving our words. Hope you all have a blessed week. I am so just delighted you've all joined me here. And honestly, I wish, I'm such an avid, like, let's chat about life. Let's have a cup of coffee. I wish I could sit down with each and every one of you and have a cup of coffee and just talk life and the goodness of God. So I'm just feel so treasured to meet with you in this space and to journey along with all of you. I hope you have a blessed week, and I will check in with you all next week. God bless.